Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, broadcasting live coast to coast and around the world. I'm Mike Aries, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, who's out on assignment, and it's my honor, my absolute joy, to be joined with Mr. Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend. Fred, thank you so much for allowing me to sit in with you.
Are you kidding? You're holding your own and more. We have Mike in Hawaii cooking for the entire island of Oahu. No doubt he'll slug down several cases on his own of wine.
I'm imagining him just bathed in wine as we speak.
Right, yeah, now. But he's out on assignment doing what he does best. He really loves that cooking and that the great life they call it, where you get to eat gourmet food and drink wine and celebrate being celebrated.
The dulce vita, you might say. The sweet life he's living. Yeah. So one can only hope to live that life myself someday. And it should be noted, and the great Pamela sent this in, but we were aware of this because it's a big, big anniversary in your professional career, Fred. It was this week, a few years ago, you were officially declared by your own merits and duties the Sultan of Safety after scoring two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter, no less. This is against the Green Bay Packers. Two different quarterbacks went down, according to my copy, and the Rams, the home team, won that game 24-7. You had 104 career sacks. Although sacks didn't become an official stat until 1982, but people kept track. So congratulations, Fred, and happy anniversary. It's that amazing and incomparable, and I don't think will be replicated feat.
Well, it's been around 46 years. It was done on October 21st, 1973. I remember that week going into the game with Green Bay and feeling as though that we had a terrific game plan against them. And sometimes, you know, when you go through the season and, you know, all these things get pushed together. So sometimes things stick out to you when you're watching films and preparing yourself. And I thought that I would have an excellent game because things in their offense kind of lined up with the things that I'm doing.
Make sure to follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, and check him out on Twitter, @_Dreyer.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
Lowe's was started when two GIs returned from World War II. Now, over 75 years later, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. we don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day. With our HOME program, we honor our military every day. Through partnerships with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AMVETS, we provide workforce training, accessible housing for injured vets, and scholarships to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/honor to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
And we are back in the sports lounge. I'm having a good time. Mike Airy sitting in for Mike Horn on an assignment. Joined by the acting legends, still in the safeties, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And Fred, I think it's appropriate for us to do kind of an autopsy on what happened to the Dodgers this year.
Word.
I believe so. I mean, might say that the Dodger season is, you know, still freshly in its grave, but it was sad nonetheless. It seems like it's become de rigueur for a tremendous season, another 100-win team. But yet, fooled like cheap laundry in the playoffs, and a lot of fans are hopping mad, and they're laying this at the feet of two people, of Clayton Kershaw, number one, and Dave Roberts, number two. Fred, what's your take on what happened to the Dodgers down the stretch with this epic collapse?
Well, it's an interesting thing. You'd have to really know the backstory here in L.A. about the relationship between Clayton Kershaw, his teammates, the organization, and his not so good record when the playoffs come, and this was not unlike anything else. The Dodgers were favored to beat the Nationals in five games, in within the five game series, but it went to the fifth game, which means that means that it was the Nats at the Dodgers in game five. It was 3-1. In the seventh inning, and the pitching staff was in a little bit of under some pressure, duress, and they brought Clayton Kershaw in to face a national batter with some runners in scoring position with a score 3-1, Dodgers. He struck the batter out, which, to everyone's delight, everybody went ballistic. They said, great. He came in, and this is a left-handed batter. He was a left-handed pitcher, Kershaw, and he got him out, and that was it. It was a big deal. People were going crazy, and that meant it was going to be going to the eighth inning with the score 3-1. And in fact, in the next inning, with Anthony Rendon, Nat third baseman, and Soto. What's his first name?
Yeah, Soto.
Luis Soto. Forgive me.
Like Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. He's a left fielder, and these are the two big guns that here comes the eighth inning. Those are the guys you want up.
The heart of the order.
They want you want those guys up. You want the heart of the order, and you want those two guys to come up against anybody, actually. Mm-hmm. So to the dismay of everybody, manager Roberts for the Dodgers brought Clayton back to face those guys in the eighth inning. One, Rendon was a right-handed hitter, and Soto was a left-handed hitter, a young kid, about 20 years old, just a terrific baseball player. And they brought Clayton back to face these guys. And here's the question. Clayton's fastball has been diminished in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
It's just been going out. It's almost non-existent.
Yes.
It's like sub-90.
Mm-hmm.
And so they brought him in to face Rendon, and the issue was, why are they doing this when in the bullpen warming up you have Maeda.
Yeah, Maeda is the setup man.
You have Maeda, setup man, and then right after that you have the sinker ball submarine pitcher to face the left-handed batter.
Yeah.
You got two guys in there that have been having a terrific series, and they're there waiting to be called in to pitch to these two guys. These two pitchers were put aside to pitch to these two hitters. It was a perfect matchup.
Yeah.
And so here it comes. Kershaw delivers what it looked to be a slider, some sort of a perverted dancing, floating object that Rendon hit over the center field fence.
Yeah, backdoor slider, and that was a good pitch. That was a good pitch, but that was, you know, better offense beating better defense. But the next batter.
Well, the next batter, Soto. Now, it's 3-2.
Yeah.
Instead of them coming out to get him.
Mm-hmm.
To bring in the left specialist for this situation. They've been claiming all year they're trying to set the bullpen up for specific situations.
Yeah,
well, here it is. The series is on the line. He left Kershaw in there, and he serves up a gopher ball. That's two home runs in a row by these two guys. Now, when that happened, you would think an atomic bomb went off in downtown L.A.
You could audibly, in my neighborhood, you could actually hear a groan of pain and despair from all my neighbors.
And a mushroom cloud. There was smoke and a mushroom cloud, I believe, on the horizon. So what happens is now people are trying to figure out, what the hell is wrong with Roberts? What's he thinking? And this press corps, the press corps in this town, I've always said this, is very soft on home teams.
They are, indeed.
Very soft. If this was New York, they'd be roasting people.
Oh, they'd be running Dave Roberts out on the rail.
Oh, he'd be gone.
Yeah.
They'd send a U-Haul to his house before he even got home.
Yeah.
So what you find out now is that Kershaw had requested all the week before that if it goes five, I want to be in this game. I've got to pitch in this game. And apparently the request was extremely strong, and they acquiesced over common sense, and they let him in when they shouldn't have. It's irresponsible for that manager, in the face of his team and 106 wins, is irresponsible for that manager to push past common sense and reason, let alone baseball protocol, to allow this guy to have a personal moment to try to redeem his reputation in the playoffs.
That's 100% right. It was a move of redemption that I think Clayton Kershaw wanted to battle those demons that he's faced, to, you know, beat the public persona that he's been a choking dog in the playoffs. I mean, I'm looking at the record right here, 9-10 in postseason play with a 4.32 ERA and a 1.101 whip. And not only did Dave Roberts not protect his team by breaking the protocol, like you said, by not going with what brought him there, he actually hurt Clayton Kershaw. I don't know how Clayton Kershaw can show his face in L.A. anymore.
Well,
and his $210 million contract.
Well, he's got 2 years left. Is that it?
2 years left. And every, like you said, every year his fastball is going to go down a couple more miles an hour. I mean, what's left? You know, what's left?
How's he gonna endure being announced as the starting pitcher?
I think, honestly, and it's sad to say, they're going to boo him. They're going to boo
him. Oh, are you kidding? People are sharpening up their boo to let him have it. And so after the game was over, he took, you know, he says, well, I just screwed up. I threw it over.
He did own up to it.
But you know who didn't own up to it? Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts.
And Andrew...
And the GM as well. I mean, it was a sad, sad thing to see. I feel terrible for Clayton Kershaw because this is going to be his legacy. But
well, it will be.
It will be indeed. We're going to talk more about this after the break. You guys stick around. Sports Lounge, Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary. Stay with us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Rootskris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
And welcome back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Airy. Fred Dreyer, the legend himself. Honored to be in his presence and doing this broadcast.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
Yep.
Let's get some fan mails, quick fan mails. Send your emails in, please, to freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's freddreyer@crntalk, or drop him a note on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. This is from Tori. Tori inquires. He wants your expert opinion here. Fred, I'd love to know your thoughts on all this, as I respect you tremendously as an NFL legend and expert on the subject. In regards to the Rams picking up Jalen Ramsey, do the moves translate bottom line to wins for the team? I know you are busy, but it would be great to get your opinion if you have a free moment. Many thanks. That's from Tori, and he's speaking of Jalen Ramsey, the lockdown corner, fifth pick overall. Do you think he can help the Rams?
Well, he can help them, but it's... I think if you're going to give up two number one draft choices, I look at those number one draft choices as offensive linemen, and the Rams need offensive linemen.
Yeah,
you know, you're now putting yourself in a hole for Jalen Ramsey. Teams can process their offensive attack away from individuals, so you can kind of like throw away and kind of engineer him out of the things you want to do offensively. Is he a terrific player? Sure he is. But I want those draft choices for the next couple of years to move. Maybe I can move up and get a left tackle that's just one once in a 10-year period does a guy like that come along. You want to be able to have those draft choices, because if I'm building a team today, it's offensive line, defensive line, defensive line, offensive line. Then you go outside and get athletes. There's a million terrific athletes. You can coach them. You can coach them up, as they say. But this here to me was you're really giving away the future, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Fred. I mean, skills position players, your cornerbacks, your defensive backs, your receivers, and your running backs, I mean, they are everywhere. The drafts are full, and it should be noted, I mean, there's 8 rounds of drafts. I mean, over 600, 700 players coming into the league every year available yeah. for draft. And I recently saw a chart that was very interesting, and all 30 teams in the league, and what they spend per position and where they rank in terms of record. And those teams that spend... good amount of money on, like you said, the offensive line, specifically left and right tackle, and the defensive line are always more successful than the other teams. I'm thinking of the Patriots. I'm thinking of yep. the Chiefs. I mean, the yep. offensive line, not only, I mean, the cornerback is kind of one-dimensional. Yeah, he can maybe shut down the outside pass game, but a lineman can not only pass protect your quarterback, but also give you that run game, too.
There's so many teams who have young quarterbacks that they drafted for development, and they can't protect them.
Like Baker Mayfield. I mean, they threw him to the Wolves in the very first game. He had no offensive line, and now he's injured.
Yeah, he's got a hip injury, you know, and we have things here that we can talk about in terms of just what's going on in this league with injuries, because it's just completely out of control.
Well, let's get into it. I mean, it just seems we have all these, you know, not only star players, but rank and file players. It seems every week someone's going down. Cam Newton's down. Drew Brees, although he might return this week. Baker Mayfield, like we said. Matt Ryan. I mean, it just seems like there's a ton of more injuries and serious injuries this year than years previous. What do you think it is, Fred?
I've never seen this before. My expertise goes back to the things that I experienced and what I witnessed in other teams playing against other teams. I've never seen anything like this. And this goes alphabetically. The Atlanta Falcons have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 injuries. 14 injuries. The Buffalo Bills, it's all alphabetical. Buffalo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14. 11. every team has anywhere from 9 to 12 people in the tank.
That's 20% of the roster.
And it's rotated. This is, you know, this is just after, this is 5-6 weeks. You know, there's people on here who just got on here, and then there's people who got on here 2 and 3, 4 weeks ago. So there's some, there's a huge telltale difference between people who were showing up in training camp prepared to play, ready to play for contact. This shows me this list. There's 15 pages here.
Yeah, about 30 names per page.
Yeah, and there's 15 pages here of hurt players, and this was never the way it was. This got this way within the last 10 years. It's gotten this way when you have the collective bargaining agreement negotiating things for players. We promised to sign a 10-year contract with the owners. We promised to be good little Indians. We promised not to strike. We promised not to, we'll give you anything you want, but you're going to give us what we want. Okay, what is it? We don't want to practice. We don't want to practice. We don't want to show up on these May
these
workouts.
OTAs,
wherever the hell those things are. We don't want to do anything that we don't want to do. You're going to give us this money, and we deserve it. And we also want to be able to take our cell phones out to practice and during games. They do that, you know.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was at Ram camp, and you see players every once in a while just over there by themselves, tweeting and twixing and all.
And this stack of papers right here, folks, these 30 pages, this represents probably about $200 million in salaries that we pay for via the TV contracts, via the ticket sales, via all that. And, you know, one thing, when I was playing football growing up, you know, at the high school level, we always would kind of grouse about, why are we running like this? Why are we running all the time? And the coach says, this isn't, you know, some sort of, it's part of conditioning, but conditioning keeps you from getting injured.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Go down here, Mike, and we can tell the folks here listening and watching. The truth of the matter is, these are injuries to legs,
yeah,
hips.
A lot of them are like the traditional non-contact injuries.
Well, their muscles, running muscles, lower extremity muscles. These are injuries to parts of the body you should be using early in the season while you're having contact, getting ready for the season. These players are completely out of shape. They show up and they waste half the season. And guess what? It's okay because the owners have signed off on it.
We're going to circle back to this, guys. Stick around in the Sports Lounge. We'd love to hear from you. We're on Facebook right now, facebook.com/SierenTalk, in the Sports Lounge with Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Mike Gary. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn. And, you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know, I use the MyPillow. I've got the mattress topper. I've got the Giza sheets. I'm sleeping so much better. And you can get deep discounts on all MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another MyPillow absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for MyPillows. Enter the promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for the great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, Facebook.com/CRNTalk. Thank you so much to all our people in the chat room right now. We have Jason, we have Gail, we have Pamela, we have Lisa. Thank you so much. And this is a kind of a fun story, Fred. This is maybe some nefarious stuff going on, according to Paul DeLuca, former Dodger. He has claimed, he has, some might say, slandered the MLB umpire Joe West. And Joe West has retaliated by suing ex-catcher Paul LaDuca over bribery claims. Just a little background information. LaDuca said on a podcast last May that former New York Mets teammate Billy Wagner, the closer at the time, he bribed umpire Joe West for a favorable strike zone, and the payment offered was letting him borrow his 1957 Chevy. I'm guessing probably a Bel Air or a 210 with that 283 and a 4-barrel. What do you think about this?
Well, I think Joe West says that never happened. And when he'd come to town, they'd give him the Chevy to drive around. And why would Joe West want to drive around in the Chevy in New York? I don't know. I don't get these things. But apparently, LaDuca's sticking to his guns here, and so is Joe West, and they're going to he's going to sue him.
According to Mr. West's attorney, quote unquote, these statements impugn the integrity, honesty, and professional fitness of Mr. West, and affect his profession as a major league baseball umpire. That's according to the lawsuit published by USA Today. Additionally, in reality, during 2000 and 2006 and 2007, the 2 years that LaDuca played for the New York Mets with Billy Wagner, Joe West was the home paying umpire for a game between the Phillies and Mets only once, where apparently this took place. But I don't know. Sometimes you say stuff on a podcast. It's kind of in jest, and then it gets taken seriously. The media run with it, and you kind of have to stick to your guns. But I don't know. I mean, These MLB umpires make a pretty good living themselves. I mean, if you really wanted a 57 Chevy, you can probably pick one up himself.
Well, yeah, I don't. I think this is just kind of like a random blab, that got picked up, and Wes saw it and said, no, that's not right.
If you want to bribe Fred Dreyer with anything, make sure to follow him on Twitter, at Fred_Dreyer. Listen to the podcast of this show, FredDreyerShow.com. Follow on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, and email Fred at FredDreyer.
What would I bribe somebody for? I don't think there's anything that I could...
Hemi Cuda?
No, there's no... at one time, I would have...
68 Charger?
I would have had something that would have been exotic.
Yeah.
But then again, I can't fit in them.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Lowe's was started when two GIs returned from World War II. Now, over 75 years later, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. We don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day. With our home program, we honor our military every day. Through partnerships with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AMVETS, we provide workforce training, accessible housing for injured vets, and scholarships to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/honor to learn more.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Airy, sitting in for Mike Horn. Fred Dreyer, acting legend, Sultan of Safeties. So, Fred, I want to circle back to what we spoke about earlier in the show about the Dodgers, our poor, poor, poor Dodgers. And the responsibility a manager has not only to protect the team, but to protect the individuals on that team. Of course, Clayton Kershaw is going to want to protect his legacy, but he's a competitor as well. All professional athletes think that they can help their team win. That's what makes them great. It's that drive that, you know, they want to satiate to be, because they're competitors. But what place does a manager, a coach, in any sport, it's their responsibility to not only win games, to bring championships to those cities, to those fan bases, but to protect their players as well. And can we trust Dave Roberts in the future to make the best decision for the team or the best decision for a superstar such as Clayton Kershaw?
Well, it's team first. In a team situation, it just is. You can say to yourself, you know what, this is a special situation. I know a couple of years ago, a year or two ago, 2017, they brought Clayton Kershaw in the ninth inning, and he struck out a guy, and it was a tremendous contribution, and it was fantastic. But the truth of the matter is, it's up to the owner, in this case, Andrew, what's his last name?
The ownership group of the Dodgers.
It's up to them to be able to sit and understand who is on their team. They have to look. I know they gave Kershaw a lot of money. Andrew Friedman, forgive me. Friedman gave Kershaw a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that that money was paid to him, as a reward for what he had done before. But at the same time, they have to be able to sit down with the manager and say, here's the strength of our pitching staff. Here's the strength of our opponents. If we get into a tight situation, here are the pitchers I'm going to first, given their lineup. Mm-hmm. I'm not using Kershaw because it's clear he has no fastball.
Yeah.
And most of the time this last couple of years, he's given up home runs early in the inning. Whether the first or second inning, he's given up home runs.
Yeah, he got shelled earlier in the season.
Yeah,
series,
and he throws the ball over the plate. He doesn't have any pitch that people should be nervous about.
Let me ask you this, and maybe I'm way off base, but I have a theory I'd like to posit here. The Dodgers are owned by the Guggenheim Baseball Management Company. It's a large consortium of different investors, institutional investors, and private investors. If the Dodgers are owned by a single individual, perhaps like a Jerry Jones-like figure, someone who has complete control of the franchise.
George Steinbrenner?
Exactly. George Steinbrenner, he would have literally
gone. He would have fired David.
On the spot. He would have gone down to the locker room, berated Roberts in front of the whole team, and fired him.
Well, first of all, here's what I think is clear. This was a joint decision. This was a decision where Andrew Friedman and the hierarchy and the Dodger organization sat with Clayton and Doc Roberts, and they all agreed, okay, if the time presents itself, we're going to put you in the game in the fifth game. We're going to get you in there. Okay, they brought him in for the seventh inning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they did what they said they were going to do. Mm-hmm. Now, sit him on the bench, tell him to go home,
yeah,
and then bring in these two pitchers, Maeda and the other guy.
It just seems to me it smacks of like a little kid who has, we have this shiny toy we spend all this money on. We got to use it. If we don't use it, we're not getting value for it.
Well, you know, I nobody pressed him. You know, this is my problem. I played in New York with the Giants, and they had like 15 people at practice from different news agencies from all over the tri-state area. They had everybody. They had different radio programs, different radio programs, and believe me, nobody let you off the hook. They pressed you until they got what they wanted, and then they wrote what they believed to be true.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, going back, that's like a 10 newspaper town, like you said, multiple sports outlets. You know, they have the LA Times.
You got to compete with stories.
Exactly, and it's become a propaganda arm. You've seen this in Boston, too, where you actually have the same people that own the Boston Red Sox own the Boston Globe. And so the kind of coverage you're getting, I mean, it's become a human interest story now. I mean, yeah, we feel bad for Clayton Kershaw, but that's not the narrative. The narrative should be that we have been on the doorstep for 3 straight years.
This was,
and not be able to close the door.
Yes, this was a terrible blow to this team.
And to this city as well. You guys stick around in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer and Mike Gary, stay with us.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals, the list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary. Fred Dreyer, the Sultan, acting legend. Fred, I want to circle back to what we spoke about earlier about this injury, this absolute just apocalypse of injuries going on right now.
It's really, I'm getting through this, and I know you have the same stuff I have over here. But this is, listen to this. Denzel Ward, Cleveland, cornerback, hamstring, probable. Ward has been absent from the lineup during the previous 4 games with a hamstring injury, but is likely to return to the lineup against the Patriots on Sunday. This was a couple of weeks ago. So that we're into that seventh week, and there's people who have been on this thing for 4 and 5 weeks. That means you've got quadriceps, hamstrings, calves, you've got foot problems, you've got ankle problems, you've got high ankle sprains, you've got everything, lower back, hip flexors, mm-hmm. hips themselves, joints, knee joints, hip joints. You have all of this stuff suddenly being called into use at the beginning of the season, and they haven't had any, you know, these preseason games is like 4 of them.
4 of them, yeah.
Well, no, but none of the starters play.
None of them.
We want to save ourselves. We want to save everybody so they can get hurt. They want to save them so when they show up on opening day, there's a load of injuries because suddenly you got to use your muscles.
There's a term that's become de rigueur in sports called load management. And it's like you said, yeah. It's about, and what's really interesting about this, here we have this, you know, phone book of injured players, but never before now have we seen player safety. I mean, the rules have been absolutely changed, especially for, like, why are all these quarterbacks getting hurt when the rules at this point pretty much say if you even sneeze in the direction of a quarterback, that's a 15-yard penalty. And so something doesn't add up here, and I think you're 100% right when it comes to the collective bargaining agreement. The players wanted a certain amount of money, and they all wanted guaranteed contracts, which the owners would never, ever do. And so it's like you have a negotiation with your parents. Be like, oh, you're not going to raise my allowance. Well, can I have the car on Friday night? And yeah. So it's the, like you said, I mean, there's OTAs are less. The amount of practicing in pads. I believe that the Redskins 2 weeks ago haven't practiced in pads in over 3 weeks. It's yeah. based on travel, and it's, they don't put pads on anymore.
No, and they won't, and the game will get watered down. I watch it. I went out to Ram Camp the last couple of years, and I just paid close attention. I watched a group of players, defensive linemen. I watched what they did for over an hour. They did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They did nothing. And they all got together and they did these half-speed drills that mean nothing. It doesn't mean anything. If you're not going full speed, this is the nature of the sport. You put your pads on, you go out, and for a limited amount of time, every day, twice a day, you have contact with your pals. It's full speed. And if you don't have that, if you don't get in a hitting position, if you're not in a hitting mode, you're asking for it. They say, well, we don't want to beat guys up. You're not overdoing it. You're not abusing them. You're not overdoing it. It's a contact sport.
You've been doing it all your life.
Well, you know, and now the high schools are starting to do it.
That's true.
And so you're going to have an awful lot of injuries with these people, and they're not going to be ready for big games. I have this conversation with friends of mine who are crazy baseball guys about the same thing. You know, what are the forensics on baseball injuries? These guys show up, and they must be out working out with football players because none of them have any conditioning. They, you know, when it comes time to hitting, and I mentioned this to a couple of friends of mine who are in the football business professionally, and I say, notice when you watch a game. Of course, I do because I have a professional eye for it. Notice how everybody is playing straight-legged.
Oh, interesting.
They're
not low anymore.
They're not over the balls of their feet. They are running heel-toe, and they are arm-tackling. They're overrunning people, especially on AstroTurf. We could do a whole big thing here on AstroTurf of what a disaster it's become. And nobody's at home. It's a huge scam. It's governmental. I call it government football.
Uh-huh.
It is government football when you now, knowing what's the best for the players, and you buy your way out of that responsibility, it's disgraceful.
I mean, when was the last time you saw a down defensive lineman in a 4-point stance? You don't see that anymore.
Well, there are you don't want to put them in. You want to put them in a 3-point stance. You know, 4-point stance is you know, it's either a goal line.
Short yardage.
But I know what you mean. The way defenses are, the way the game is, there's different ways of placing your people at the front. You can use linemen. You can use three linemen, two linemen, four, or five linemen. You have to understand that the New England Patriots beat the L.A. Rams in the Super Bowl last year by putting six men at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 6-1 defense. They did it all day long, and they collapsed the pocket, center, two guards, just pushed him back in Goff's face, and he couldn't get over his front foot to follow through to keep the nose of the ball down, and all the balls started to drift.
They started to sail.
And nobody told you anything about it. And I was watching this, and I just said, where's the voice that's coming out trying to decipher what the hell is going on for the fans? It doesn't exist.
There you have it, folks. Interesting. Any questions, comments, concerns? Email Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk. That's Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk. We'll be back more with the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Final segment here in the Sports Lounge. Thank you so much for listening. Anywhere you find us, on TuneIn Radio, on Sports Byline, on Sirius XM. A couple more fan mail for you there, Fred, from Pamela. Good afternoon, Mr. Dreyer. You tell the best personal stories. Wondering if this is true or false. Your friend, legendary coach John Madden, wrote that when you played for the Rams, your official weight was listed at 235, but you never weighed over 225. What's up with that, Fred?
Well, that is true, and Coach Madden is correct. You know, your weight in training camp fluctuates so much. Mine did anyway. I would come in at almost 240, and then within two or three practices, I'd be down to 230, and then I would dip into 225, between 225 and 230. I kind of like bottom out, and then as we started to cut back on our practices and stuff, that I would go back up to about 230, and so. In the meantime, you had to pacify the coaches who thought that if you were 5 or 10 pounds under what they thought you should be, they get crazy, you know, and that was always my problem.
And those are real practices, not the shorts and t-shirts.
Those were filmed contact.
Full contact, not messing around practices. This is from Roger. I've been binge watching your show, Hunter, from the beginning, and I love it.
Great. Thank you. Another
reference to Hunter here. This is from Arizona. Mr. Dreyer, I have added Hulu to my tablet and have been enjoying your show, Hunter. I enjoyed it when it was a weekly show, and now I am enjoying it even more. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I'm in a domestic violence safe house. The advocates here are great, and they get a kick out of me relating some of your episodes of Hunter. Sir, you are a class act, from Arizona.
Well, you're very kind, and Hulu's good. They have a lot of stuff on there, and That was, I think, Hunter first showed up there on Hulu because NBC, and I think it was NBC or Disney.
Yeah, it was a consortium between the two.
Yeah, it was a group of distributors that owned it, and Hunter was one of the first things they put on there. I don't know if it's still on there now. I guess it is.
Well, keep calling Netflix, keep calling Amazon Prime. Demand your Hunter from all the streaming platforms. And if you want to email Fred Dreyer at CRN Talk. Also follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, and follow him on Twitter at Fred Dreyer. Fred, it's always a pleasure being on the show with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, great work, Michael, and we'll see you soon down the road, certainly.
All right, take care, you guys, in the Sports Lounge. CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.